各位弟兄姊妹早。
Good morning to you all.
差不多一年以前，我们的教会就是青象城的基督教会发生了一件事情。
About a year ago, something happened in our church in the Thousand Oaks.
就是我们的牧师，王友平牧师的师母，她被主接去。
And it was the wife of Reverend Wang Youping's was taken into the Lord's hands.
她从被诊断出癌症到去世大概有不到一年的时间。
And the moment she contracted the cancer and until she left, it took about 1 year exactly.
所以她走了以后呢，在过去的一年里头，我们的教会的弟兄姊妹，我们等于集体的，我们经历了这件事情。
So during that time, during the passage of the time of period, our church went through a lot of headaches and a lot of suffering and the like.
我们也一起在过去的一年，慢慢的在走在这个疗伤的这个过程里。
And also, accordingly, during the last year, our church went through different kinds of thoughts and sorrows and doubts and going through the healing of the wounds or so-called the hurts that people experienced.
所以今天我也愿意在这里跟你们分享我的一些想法。
And this morning, we'd like to share with you what the Lord taught me during this time.
首先呢，我想到一节经文哈，就是耶利米哀歌三章二十节。
The first passage I want to share with you is Lamentations 3:20 and 21.
他那里说：“我心想念这些，就在里面忧闷；我想起这事，心里就有指望。”
He says, "I will remember them, and then my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I."Call to mind, and therefore I have hope.
所以这一节经文好像它只有两句，但是是完全不相反的。
It seems that there are two sentences here. It seems to be a contradictory or in reverse order.
它前面是讲说我想念这些就是说他想到他所经历的这些事情，他心里就忧闷。
The first verse basically says, "I remember these kind of bad things, then my things are worried, downcast."
但是他又说，我想起这事，这是一个单数的一个这件事情，心里就有指望。
Then he says, "I recall this event, then my heart have hope."
所以他本来是忧闷，但是在同一节里头，忽然的他又说，我有了心里有了指望。
So what you have is the first part of verse 20 has downcasted.Then turn around, and now he has hope.
所以这个事到底是什么事?
And what is this event that he was talking about?
所以今天我们就要来谈这事。
And this morning, we'd like to consider with you that event, this thing he talked about.
这其实是一个问题。
And this is kind of a question he has in mind.
所以今天我的题目就叫天问，就是说神啊，为什么?
And this morning, I'd like to ask the question, is knocking on heaven's door, why? Why does God let things happen?
因为我记得我们的师母在去世的前两个礼拜我去看她。
I remember I went to see Mrs. Wang 2 weeks before she passed away.
她问了我三个问题。
And she put three questions to me in her very inaudible voice almost.
所以第一个问题就是他问我，他说我怎么了？为什么我这么不舒服
？And the first question she asked, "What happened to me? Why is that I don't feel well?"
所以这个就是谈到这个苦难的这个性质到底怎么回事
？And this refers to the nature of the suffering. What's going on?
第二个，我那时候就回答我说，因为你生病了。
And at the time I say, "You don't feel well because you're sick."
然后他又马上问我一句，他说：“我为什么会得这个病
？”Second question she posed to me was, "Why am I suffering? Why do I get this disease or illness?"
所以这个就是讲到苦难的这个源头，原因。
And this is called the origins of suffering.
第三，然后我就告诉他，我就说， 其实得病有很多的原因，我不是医生，我没有办法解释得很完全。
Then I say, I'm not a doctor, but there are a lot of reasons for your sickness and your pain.
即使是医生也不能够给你一个完整的答案。
And I say, even doctors cannot give you a complete picture of your suffering.
所以他就很安静了，他就安静了一会儿，没说话。
So she was silent for a moment.
后来他又抬起头来，我记得他看着我的眼睛，他就说，又说了一句，他说，神为什么让我生这个病？
And after a while, she glanced at my eyes deeply. She says, why is God allowing this happen to me?
所以这个就是讲到苦难跟神的关系。
And this talk about suffering and relation to God.
你知道吗？受苦会让我们人做比较深刻的思维。
You know, when we go through suffering,We can go very deep in terms of thoughts and feelings and emotions.
所以我们的师母呢，她发出来的三个问题是一个典型的例子。
You know, the three questions she posed to me is a kind of classical questions that people going through suffering ask.
对，你已经讲了，就是它代表了我们在受苦的时候会问的三个问题。
So these are questions normally, basically for people who are going through suffering and ask and these things.
第一个就是苦难的性质。
So we'd like to talk about the first of all, nature of suffering.
为什么会有我到底怎么了？
And we ask ourselves, what has happened to me? What happened to me to suffer this?
其实苦难是所有的生命共同的一个经历，没有一个人可以免去。
You know, suffering is part of life, part of growing into the maturity and also the life experience.
所以约伯记那里说，人生在世必遇患难，如同火星飞腾。
The book of Job, you will call the man who suffered a lot. He says, "Why is that my pain unending and my wounds grievous?" He asked that yet man is born to trouble, and surely as sparks fly upward.
所以你们有没有看过那个火星？
I've ever seen the amber.
你知道那个 spark?
Spark of amber.
Yeah. 当我想你以前我们加州常常有山火。
So we live in an area where we have a mountain of fires in around.
所以当烧山火的时候，消防队员他们最怕的就是那个火星。
You know, the firefighters are afraid of these embers or flying sparks during the fires.
因为那个火星你不能控制，它一下飞到很远，就把另外一个木头或者是树叶就燃烧起来。
These sparks fly around and affect other areas of field.
就会又起了一处的火。
And then cause another fire in between.
苦难就是像一个火星。
You know, like suffering is almost like sparks.
你不知道什么时候就奔到你的，就烧到你的你的道路上来。
And you never know when will this kind of spark.Fly into other areas of your life.
所以苦难呢，包括首先是有外在的苦难。
And we call the suffering we have external suffering.
这是一种肉体的病痛。
And that is dealing with the suffering of the body.
也包括我们的四周环境的一些艰苦。
So it includes the surrounding of our lives areas.
也许是生活条件的恶劣，譬如说有雾霾。
Such as suffering in the body or pollution of the air and so on.
或者是经济上的一种困窘。
Or sometimes we face financial difficulties.
所以它是在这个物质的层面上。
So these are related to external material world.
还有一种呢，就是内在的苦难。
The other suffering is the internal suffering.
是心灵上的。
As you deal with your experience and your emotions.
譬如说你失去你所爱的亲人。
So such as we lost a loved one.
或是你的希望落空了。
Or you lost hope and you're despaired.
或者你遭受冤枉。
or you were wrongly accused and wrongly dealt with.
被人, 毁谤,
and you were slandered.
所以这些都是精神层面的。
And all these are emotional and internal suffering we face.
所以我们在中文说痛苦啊, 痛苦, 这个痛是 身体的, 这个苦呢, 是心里, 是心里面的, 别人不知道的。
So we talk in Chinese, suffering is both external and internal suffering. Sometimes people cannot know.
所以呢, 这个, 很多人说, 哎呀, 这个, 受苦是, 是一种, 主观的经历。
You know, sometimes people say suffering is a kind of a subjective in nature.
是因人而异的。
It's a cause and effect kind of thing.
但是当人被困在这个 特别是一种没有办法解释的痛苦里头的时候 那是一个更大的痛苦。
And then when you suffer these things of unexplainable, unable to explain, then that's really suffering.
所以痛苦会让我们发问。
And during suffering, we tend to ask a lot of questions.
所以第二个, 师母问我的第二个问题就是为什么?
And Mrs. Wang asked me, why is this happened to me?
就她在追究这个苦难的原因。
So she wants to know the reason of suffering.
但我们知道有些苦难是所谓的自然灾祸。
We know that some suffering are natural inclinations, natural sufferings.
有些是我们自己找来的。
A lot of other suffering are we're self-inflicted.
但是人间大部分的这些苦难都是恶，都是罪造成的。
And we know that a lot of sufferings are because of due to our nature of sin.
你知道当亚当夏娃犯罪的那一刻，罪就进入了这个世界。
We know that when Adam and Eve sinned, sin entered the world.
结果呢，神就因此而咒诅了大地。
And therefore, because of that, God has cursed the land and then the world.
所以保罗在罗马书第八章那里讲，他说，我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。And
we know that from Romans 8, that we know that the whole creation has been growing as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time.
所以这里这个 这个叹息劳苦在英文头是 groaning 就是发出一种痛苦的一种哀声
So this groaning is a result of most painful experience as childbirth
这就是神对罪的一个判决
And this is the God's penalty for sin
罪的结果就是死亡
And because the wages of sin is death
死亡之前都是有一个逐渐的一个朽坏腐败的过程
And before death there is experience of death in terms of preparation of and going into death
所以不只是人类我们会生病，我们会有战争，我们会自相残杀，每一个生命早晚都会凋零的
You know, not only the world go through pain and suffering but each one of us going through similar kind of pain before we die
每一只鸟早晚都会从树上掉下来
Because every bird will eventually fall from tree
每一朵花都是在慢慢的枯萎
And eventually every flower will wither and die down
所以当我们在受苦的时候不要认为说只有我这么倒霉 神把我挑出来 让我受苦
So when you suffer next time not just God's not picking you just because you why only you suffer
每一个人都逃不了,
no one is exempted from suffering.
因为罪造成了,
so sin caused the death and suffering as part of a natural world.
他问的第三个问题就是神为什么让我得病?
And the third question he asked, why does God allow me to suffer?
当我们受苦的时候,最后我们很难免的我们就会 仰面向天
And then when we are helpless when we are helpless nature at the time we ask God in heaven
因为神既然这么慈爱 这么有能力的一个神 祂为什么 看着我受苦
And then we often ask if God is so merciful so loving why does God allow and see me suffering going through this suffering stage
你知道通常到了这个地步 你的这个痛苦已经 超越了这个心灵的层次，进入到一个属灵的领域里。
A lot of times, physical suffering lead to a spiritual asking spiritual questions into the spiritual world.
所以就像耶利米说的，耶利米是一个他们叫他哭泣的先知。
So Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet. He says something here.
他的气质哈是比较抑郁的，他动不动就哭啊，所以写了一本。这个哀歌，哀歌就是他哭的一本书哈。他在耶利米书里头这样子说，他就问他说：“神啊，他说我的痛苦为何长久不止呢
？”So in his one of his song words and verses, he says, "Why is my pain unending and my wound grievously incurable?"
所以意思就是说，神啊，在这一切。当中你在哪里
？And he's basically asking the same question. In all my suffering, where are you, God?
你为什么藏起来了
？Why are you hidden from me?
其实这也是我们今天主要要讨论的一个焦点。
And this is one of the main focus point we want to talk about this morning.
这就是我所谓的天问。
And this is what I call heaven's question on heaven.
就是我们在苦难中，我们早晚把神。拉了进来。
And eventually we want to bring God in our suffering.
所以我这个题目叫天问。
And my title is this asking heaven or knocking on heaven's door.
这个在中文里头哈，这个天问是屈原，就是诗人屈，战国时代的诗人屈原，他写的一本书叫《楚辞》，《楚辞》里面的一首长诗。
This question in Chinese, 天问, comes from the title of a writer in the Warring States about 400 BC, who wrote a famous book. And one of the titles of the book is Asking Heaven.
所以他呢想屈原他想对于这个山川大自然他这些天文现象他还有一些人文的现象他想得到一个解答。
So, Chu Yan was asking in this writing that the nature's world and then the relationship of nature and was why is all this natural world and how to explain the nature of the world.
所以这也是历代以来人想要问的一个问题。
And all this is part of a philosophy and also people are asking why all these things happen in nature.
他特别提到了这个因和果的关系。
And he talked about the reason of cause and effect.
为什么有些人兴旺，有些人衰微？
And he asked why some people are prosperous, some people are not prosperous.
他找不到答案。
And he could not find the answer.
他只好问天。
So he just asked heaven for a question for answer.
我们中国人的这个天哈，就是一个高于人、远于人、比人更智慧的一个超自然的存在。
And in the Chinese world, heaven is something far away and also far beyond us, but beyond nature and something you admire, you all sense of awe to ask heaven for help.
但我们基督徒的天就是我们的天父。
But as Christians, we ask heaven. Heaven is our God.
其实神不禁止我们发问的。
You know, God does not stop us from asking questions.
神对以赛亚说过说你们来我们彼此辩论
and even the God told Isaiah to tell that the, he says let us reason together
所以神喜欢我们问问题
so God asks us to ask questions
就我小的时候呢也是一个问题儿童
a lot of times when I was a young child I asked a lot of questions
但是我就发现哈不一定每个老师都喜欢这种小孩。
You know, not every teacher like my type of student.
有的老师觉得我在找茬，找他麻烦。
And sometimes people think, teacher think I'm a troublemaker in the class.
所以我长大以后，我自己做了老师，我非常鼓励我的学生发问。
Then when I became a teacher, when I grew up, I like students ask questions.
你知道，学生的当我们问问题的时候，我们不只是。表明我们不懂的东西。
And then when people ask questions, it shows that maybe we do not understand everything after all.
而且不但是这样，而且也表露了我们心里头的一些其他的信息。
And also, we disclose ourselves that we have other things in our hearts.
反映出来到底我关心的是什么？
And such as, what do I care for?
还有我里面的忧虑，还有我的恐惧是什么？
What are my fears? What are my worries internally?
所以我们的师母走了以后，我们教会有很多弟兄姊妹发出这样子的问题。
So after our Mrs. Wang went to heaven, our church members disclosed a lot of difficulties and problems.
他们说为什么神没有听我们的祷告？
And they asked why God did not answer our prayers.
圣经上不是讲吗？祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门吗？
And they said, didn't the Bible tell us if you knock, seek, and look for him, doors will open, prayer will be answered?
难道我们大家为他进食祷告，我们为他流泪的哀求，都是白费的吗？
Are all our prayers and fastings and petitions went to in vain?
你知道我们人类里面最大的一个失望就是对神失望。
And a lot of time, you know, the most fearful thing is that we are disappointed with God.
但是我们并不孤单，在历史上有很多人跟我们一样。
And a lot of historical persons and in history are like us.
圣经当中也充满了很多这一类的问题。
And in the Bible, there are two full of this kind of questions and then the petitions.
我们看看，首先呢，有先知会问说，神啊，你为什么置身事外？
And even the prophets ask, why are you silent? Why are you away from me?
所以，诗篇那里讲说，耶和华，你为什么站在远处？在患难的时候，为什么隐藏
？And so much so, the psalmist David asked, "Why, Lord, do you stand far from me, far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?"
难道神不知道我们受苦吗
？Doesn't God know our suffering, our problems?
其实神早就知道了。
Actually, God knows all of them, all things.
马太福音六章八节那里说，你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，就包括你们的要求，你们的父早就知道了。
Well, in Matthew 6:8, Jesus told us that your heavenly Father knows what you need before you ask them.
所以第二种呢，就是说神啊。
And the second thing is why are
你为什么迟迟的不回应
？Why is that you do not answer me?
就你知道了，但是你为什么不回答我呢
？You know all things, so why don't you answer me or tell me?
所以哈巴谷书那里说，我呼求你，你不应允我，要到几时呢
？And also in the Old Testament, Habakkuk tell us, "How long, Lord, must I call for help?"
所以我的这个心里的身心的这个折磨，我还要持续多久
？And he says, "But you do not listen or cry to you."And how long will you last?
你知道等候是很难熬的。
You know, sometimes waiting time is very difficult.
常常呢，人在苦难中，他关心的不是一些哲学的问题。
People, when they're waiting, they're not interested in the philosophical, deep philosophical issues.
他最想知道的就是隧道的尽头在哪里。
And what we're concerned is, what is our aim? What is the end road?
对，这个苦难最后会把我带到什么样的地步
？And what will this suffering lead us in the final analysis？
还有呢，就是最大的一个痛苦就是神啊，你为什么不作为？你为什么遗弃了我
？And the most important things we can ask is why have you left me？
所以像先知耶利米说，你为何永远忘记我们？
And then the prophet says, why do you forget us? Why do you forget us forever?
Yeah, 你为什么离弃我？你为什么弃绝我们？
And why do you forsake us? And why do you utterly reject us?
我们知道耶稣在十字架上耶稣说的七句话，第四句那里说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
So even Jesus Christ on the cross, he said very famously, he says, Lord, Lord, God, God, why have you rejected me?
人如果独自受苦，没有人怜悯你，那是很大的痛苦。
And then when we face that kind of desperation, and that is very pitiful indeed.
特别是在苦难中，别人还离弃你。
And then even when you're suffering, people reject you or separate you from you. That's very hurtful.
我想起我的小女儿的一个故事。
I remember one of our story about our youngest child, Emily.
她是不久以前我们教会差派她出去做宣教士。
She was sent out as a missionary by our church a few weeks ago.
我记得她一岁半的时候。
I remember when she was a year and a half old.
有一天我们有一个家族的团聚。
We were having a family gathering.
她小的时候很调皮，不过长大了也好不了多少。
And she was a very mischievous child. She likes to climb things and all the time.
她就大人不注意的时候，她就爬到那个厨房的那个 counter， 旁边有一个很高的那个高脚椅，是一个很高，是一个原木做的很重的一个高脚椅，她就爬上去。
So when no one's watching, she play around. She climbed one of those stool chairs and with a round top. And wooden, and she wants to climb and then to sit there.
所以，但是她爬快要爬上去的时候，她的体重就把整个椅子就拉倒了，她就摔在地上，然后那个椅子就砸在她身上。So
before she climbed up, her weight outlasted and then pulled the stool chair down and hit her.
就那个很重的那个座椅，那个椅座的地方，就刚好砸在她的脚上。
And then finally, the round chair top hit her toe.
所以她那一天呢是穿了一个米色白色的一双小绣花鞋。
So that day, she wore a little white Chinese small wood cloth shoe.
所以不到半分钟，我就看到那只她的左脚的，就是那个鞋子的前半部就已经变成红色。
And then as I observed, what happened was within 30 seconds, the white little shoes were stained with blood.
所以她的叔，就是我先生的弟弟，她的叔叔是一个医生，所以她看了以后，她就说我们立刻去医院。So
her uncle, who's a doctor, also after seeing that, she said, we better go to the hospital right away.
因为那个伤口太大了。And
because the wound is too big.
所以我们就到了她的医院。So
we went to his clinic.
医院是到一个急诊室，emergency room. 所以呢，他们就把她放在那个手术台上，要缝她的伤口。So
they put her on the gurney and then want to have a surgery.
她拼命的挣扎，挣扎得很厉害。最后他们只好把她绑在一块这么长的一个木板上，把她绑起来，然后放在手术台。So
she was struggling, crying, and then they finally they tied down on their gurney and then in the stretcher.
所以他，我的小叔啊，他就跟我先生说：“你把这个 Lorna 带出去，因为他我也知道我大概受不了了，快昏倒了。”So
the uncle told someone else to bring the mother out, take her out because she's about to faint.
我就跟我的先生出去了。So
we went out.
我们在那个手术室外头，从一个窗子可以看见他。
So we can see, peek through the window hole, see window and saw her in distance.
但是她不知道我们在那里。
And she did not know we were there.
然后我就注意到她一边哭，她一边她的眼睛就死死地盯住我们刚才出来的那个门。
And she was crying and she just stared at the window, a door we just left.
她拼命地叫，就是叫 Mommy, Daddy, Mommy, Daddy.
So she was crying out for us.
然后我发现她的那个眼睛充满了绝望。And
then I can see her eyes was full of despair.
她不明白为什么在她这么受苦的时候，她的父母就走掉了。So
she couldn't understand at that age why in her suffering her parents just left her.
而且她不明白她这么呼唤我们，我们为什么不进去救她。And
she was crying for us, yet we could not help her and be with her.
而且我们居然让一些陌生人来伤害她。
And then we will allow people, strangers, to take shots repair her.
其实我很想冲进去，把她抱起来，带她回家，让她免受这样子的痛苦。
Of course, I want to rush in and take her back home.
但是我知道我不能。
And I knew that I could not do it.
我也没有办法向她解释。
And I could not explain accordingly.
所以呢，我就想到，有的时候我们受苦啊，神其实也跟我们一样的痛苦。
You know, a lot of times, when we suffer, God is kind of suffering with us too.
所以为什么我们的有的时候我们的信仰跟我们的实际会有一些脱节呢？
And sometimes our faith in our practical experience are separated and contradict.
我们认为神是这么怜悯慈爱的神，为什么有的时候我们就不明白他做的在我们身上做的一些事情？
Sometimes we feel God is so merciful, loving. Why does he God allow suffering in us?
好像神有时候很冷酷。
Sometimes God is cruel.
所以如果我们这个疑问得不到适当的解答。
And sometimes we cannot get adequate experience or reason explanation for this.
它严重到一个程度会摇动我们的整个的这个信仰的系统。
Sometimes our faith can be affected by it. A lot of people have.
所以好像我们的信仰跟我们的生活之间有一种不一致，就是一致性被破坏了。
And so much so that we have a gap or inconsistency between our faith and work. And the practical experience.
所以这里的问题出在哪里？
And what is the question here?
出在我们没有看到神的主权。
And the question is, the third point is that we have not understood the lordship or sovereignty of God.
所以我们其实每一个受造物，我们都是每一天是活在神的主权之下。
And as a creature of God, we live under his sovereignty, his lordship every day.
首先呢，我们要有一个观念，就是我们的神，一个掌权的神，他不是有求必应的。
And the first thing we want to tell or ask and understand is that God does not have to answer all our prayers.
他有绝对的主权来决定说他是不是答应我们的要求，还有他怎么答应我们的要求。
And the question has to do with he has a right, every right to answer or not to answer all our prayers.
所以我常听有人说，哎呀，神都不听我的祷告。
And people tell us, God's not answering our prayers.
这个听哈，不是那种凡事都听命的听。
And that when we say that, it's not to say God will listen or answer all our prayers.
所以那个听啊，不是像我们叫小孩子说你要听话的听。
And to listen to our prayers is not like our children listen to us.
因为我们的对象是一个创造宇宙万物的神。
So the object of our prayer is the creator and sustainer of the universe.
我们的生命在他的掌管之下。
And our life is under his care and his guidance.
他有权决定他是接受还是拒绝你的要求。
So he has a right understanding to accept or understand and reject our prayers.
所以他不必听我们的吩咐。
So he does not have to listen to our petitions, all our petitions.
我记得有一个例子哈，我好像在这里讲过，我不记得了。
We have an example that I might have spoken before.
有一个小男孩，他在圣诞节以前，他就不断地告诉他的家人，他说他在祷告。
For example, for a boy, wanted a special gift in Christmas.
你讲的在我前面啊，就是在圣诞节的时候，在圣诞节的时候呢，他就很希望他能够得到一个脚踏车。
So, oh yeah, his prayer was during the Christmas he might get a bicycle.
然后他就常常为这个事祷告。
So he always been praying for that for some time.
在圣诞节的那一天早上起来，他很兴奋的就冲下楼到圣诞树前面。
So on the Christmas day, he hurriedly rushed down the stairs and see if there was a bike for him.
但是没有脚踏车，只有一个，他得到了一个玩具的小卡车。
So instead of finding a bicycle, he found a little toy car under the tree.
所以他的一个亲戚坐在他家就说，就有点讽刺的，就说看来神没有听你的祷告啊，这一次。
And then the relative of theirs kind of laughing down on him. He says, "Well, it seems that God did not answer your prayer, did he?"
但是这个小男孩回答的很有智慧。
And this boy answered very wisely.
他说有，神有听我的祷告。
Yes, God has answered my prayer.
只是他的答案是 no.
And his answer is no at this time.
所以神有权说 no.
And God has right to say no to our prayers.
他有的时候说 yes.
Sometimes he says yes.
有时候说 no.
Sometimes no.
有时候说 wait.
And sometimes says wait.
你还小。
You're still young.
你还不够成熟。
You're not able to ride a bike yet.
你要等一等。
You have to wait for a while.
所以神在我们的生命中也常常是这样子。
A lot of times, Lord's God's wisdom and lordship tell us to wait upon Him.
第二个就是我们应该照神的旨意求。
And the second aspect of this is to we request on God's will, according to His will.
约翰告诉我们说，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
And then Apostle John tells us that this is the confidence that we ask anything. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
所以主耶稣召他的门徒祷告时候也说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So remember the Lord Jesus Christ taught us in the Lord's Prayer that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以我们的心愿并不等于神的旨意。
So our wish is not or does not always equal to God's will.
如果不是神的旨意，他就不会成全。
If it's not in God's will, he will not accomplish it.
因为神他有他自己，神有他自己的计划，他的这个计划常常跟我们心里所愿的是违背的。
And God's plan is not our plan. God's thought is not our thoughts.
我记得有很多年前有一个姐妹告诉我说，我说我不信神了。
And some time ago, a sister told me that I no longer believe God anymore.
我说，怎么回事？
I said, what happened?
她说，因为我的丈夫有了外遇，我一直祷告，求神让他离开那个小三，但是神没听我的祷告。
And she says, my husband had an extramarital relationship, and then I told him to leave that woman. He did not.
所以最后呢，他们离婚了。
So then, finally, they got divorced.
所以从此她就不到教会了。
So after that, she refused to come to church.
但是很多年以后，我又碰到她。
So after a few years, I ran into her again.
原来她已经后来又回到教会。
Then she returned back to church again.
我就问，那时候她告诉我说她生气，所以我就问她，你现在还生不生神的气啊？
And I asked her, are you still mad at God because of this?
她说现在不生气了。
She said, now I'm not angry at God.
她说这些年过了以后我才晓得，原来神不听我的祷告，神有他自己的先见之明。
And then she says, I now understand why God did not answer prayers all these times and because of his special care.
因为我知道如果那个时候他真的回来，我们早晚可能还会离婚。
And then she says, if he were to return during the time of infidelity, eventually we still will be divorced.
因为问题不只是他，而且问题出在我。
And she says, not just he has problems, I have my own problems.
我们两个都是骄傲的罪人。
We are both of proud sinners.
所以神的引领虽然违背了我们的心愿，但是长远有的时候我们可以看出来神有他自己的智慧。
It seems that God was rejecting our prayers, but God in his own loving and providence, he knew what we were talking, he knew what was he was doing.
所以第三个就是对于神没有答应的或是神没有解释的一些苦难，我们的态度就是接受。
And the third point we want to share is to accept unanswered or unexplained sufferings.
因为世上有很多事情我们不明白，不一定有解答。
You know, there are a lot of things in the world that we do not have answer or explainable.
有很多的我们受的苦，我们找不出原因。
A lot of times there's no reason for our suffering. We cannot find a reason or facts.
约伯就是最好的例子。
We understand, we know that Job, the book of Job is a classic example.
我们在他受的苦还才真的是莫名其妙。
And suffering the Job went through was really suffering.
他根本不知道，魔鬼跟神在他的背后他们所讨论的那个内容。
And he did not know what Satan was doing behind his back and what God's plan was.
所以他所受的苦是完全的 在他的这个人的这个理性还有经验两方面都通不过的。
And his suffering is beyond his thoughts, imagine, and reason.
是没有解答的。
And there were no reason for it.
但是在约伯记最后第四十二最后一章约伯这样子说。
And we understand this from Job 42.
他说我知道你万事都能做你的旨意不能拦阻谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢我所说的是我不明白的这是太奇妙是我不知道的。
So listen to Job, his answer. He says, I know that you can do all things, so no purse of yours can be thwarted. Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. Listen now, I will speak, I will question you, and you shall answer me.
所以他最后是一个很谦卑的，他就说，我实在不知道，但是呢，求你指示我。
So Job,Answer his suffering was that I may not understand, but God knows, and He will answer me.
所以当最后他看到他生命的终极的永恒的意义的时候，他心里就坦然了。
So when he finally understood what God was doing all this behind, he understand the mystery and his purpose of life.
其实神不欠我们一个答案。
You know, God does not owe us anything in our prayers.
他也没有必要向我们解释每一个疑问。
And God does not need to answer all the unanswered prayers.
就正如我没有必要向我一岁半的女儿来解释那天发生的事。
Just like we do not have to explain the things went through for our year and a half daughter, what happened to her then.
因为即使解释了，她也不懂。
So she would not understand even if we explained it.
所以我们就应该像小孩子一样，我们就接受神一些没有解答的一些。
So like we are to be like children of God and obey and accept His will and His unanswered prayers.
所以呢，就接着就是我要讲的哈，信而顺服。
And then the last thing I want to talk about is trust and obey.
因为神即使应许了我们的祷告，但是有的时候他的方式。也跟我也不是我们的首选，不是我们的最好的选择。
You know, sometimes God answers our prayer not according to your will, or maybe a second type of answer we want.
譬如说，在《使徒行传》第二十七章，记载了保罗的遭遇。
And then we understand that we can see that what Paul went through in Acts 27.
他被送到罗马的过程中间，那个运囚犯的那个船哈，就遇到暴风雨。
And we know that from Acts 27, the voyage he went through on the way to Rome.
他们最后呢，把船上所有的货物啊、家具什么，全部都丢到海里头去。
So,
但是还是没有办法。
Yes. So what happened was during the storm raging, the ship lost all its properties and all these the destruction of the boat.
所以呢，那个时候保罗就对船上人说你们放心你们的性命一个也不失上唯独失上这船。
And then in Acts 27 he says, Urge you therefore keep courage because not one of you will be lost, only the ship will be destroyed.
所以这是很奇怪的一个现象。
And this is a very strange phenomenon.
因为前一天晚上呢他梦到那个 有一个神差遣一个使者来跟他讲这番话。
Because the night before the sinking, the Lord's angel spoke to him.
他说你们人都会得救但是船呢你们会撞到一个岛上。
And the angel says, your boat will be shipwrecked and run aground, but none of you will be lost.
神答应了保罗的祈求拯救了船上的人但是呢却让船沉了。
So,The Lord answered Paul's prayer, and the boat was destroyed, but all of them were saved.
所以在我们人来看，好像这个为德不足哈，就是很不完、很不完美的。你要救一船的人，你干脆就让他们顺顺利利，这个船就开到岛上，他们就上岸了。
It seems that the illogical for us to see this event that the why didn't God just save everything, you know, the boat and people all together, and go land somewhere?
但是保罗那时候说我的神怎么说就会怎么成就。
And then Paul says, My God shall accomplished well the way he wanted intended.
所以带领是神的责任，顺服是我们的责任。
So leading is God's part, obedience is our part.
所以诗篇有一句话说，因我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然无语。
So the Bible tells us in Psalms is that I was silent, for you are the ones who has done this.
所以这里的这个无语哈，不是一种无可奈何的这种无语。
And this silence is not the kind of a helpless kind of silence.
它乃是安息在那个大牧者的引领下的那种的无语。
And this silence is under the care, dominance, and the pleasure of the Heavenly Father.
所以我们这里讲到了安息。
And here we talk about peaceful rest.
安息在神的应许上。
Understanding the peaceful undertaking of the Holy Spirit and of our Lord.
我们在苦难中，我们内心最大的一个需求就是平安。
So during suffering, what we need the most is peaceful and peace.
因为我们被丢入到苦难中的时候，我们好像一个小船在暴风雨中飘摇。
A lot of time going through all these trials, we are just like a little boat into the big ocean and in toss and toss by the waves.
但是如果你知道是谁在掌舵，掌舵的那个是那位能够平静风浪的万能的神。
But if you understand who controls the sea, who controls the wind, that he is in control, then you will be peaceful.
然后我们心里就会就不会害怕，就会有平安。
Then we will be fearless, and then we have peacefulness in our hearts.
所以我们都很熟悉的一段经文就在腓立比书四章六到七节。
And then a classic example of assurance is found in Philippians 4 and 6 and 7.
他那里呢，特别注意到第七节，就是当你向神祈祷的时候，结果是什么？他说，第七节，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And that the passage, especially with reference to prayer in verse 7, basically says, the peace of God which transcends all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
这里没有说你把你需要告诉神，神就会垂听，就会应允你的祷告。
So he didn't say, cast all your prayers to him, he will answer all of them.
他就会赐下你所需要的。
He will give you all your needs.
我们看这里他赐下的是什么？
What does he give us? What does he give us in this prayer?
他赐下的是平安。
He gave us peace.
所以神应许的是平安。
And what God promises is peace in the inside.
这个平安是世人不能夺去的。
And this peace is no human being can give.
你知道世界的平安是短暂的。
You know, the worldly peace is short-lived.
一点风吹草动就没了。
Any shocking, any waving, it will be destroyed or cast away.
但是神所赐的平安是你想象不到的。
And the peace of beyond understanding of God's peace is nobody can fathom.
是即使你面临的是惊涛骇浪，你也不会害怕。
And even though we experience the high winds and the battle of life and so on, yet we shall not be afraid.
这种平安能给你无限的勇气。
And this kind of peace gave you courage in life.
所以这种平安的原动力是什么？就是神的同在。
And this force, power of this peace is God's presence, God's with us.
所以当你走在这个受苦的道路上的时候，你知道你不是孤单的。
So when you walk through the life of suffering and loneliness, you're not alone.
你受苦使你更亲近神，可以让你更能够体会到神的同在。
And suffering can draw you near to God and feel the presence of the Almighty.
所以这本身可以带给我们很大的安慰。
And that will bring mighty peace and presence with God.
所以你尊重神的主权，把你自己的生命放在他的主权之下。
So you honor God's power and his sovereignty and his lordship, and he will be with you.
你就可以安息在神的应许上。
And then you will be peacefully under the guidance of God's guidance and his will.
所以在做结论的时候，我要提到一点，就是永恒的盼望。
And the lastly is on the eternal hope.
我们在历史的这个长河里头，我们所看到的每一件事情，还有我们在人生的道路上我们所跨出的每一步， 都是神早在勇士里头就已经预定的。
No, in God's providence, in God's wisdom, in our history, in our lives, God has a certain plan that planned out for us.
所以我们碰到的每一碰到的一些事情，在整个这个历史的长流里头是微不足道、很小的。
And then what we experience in the world and in the history of salvation is that we are only a minutiae, small portion of God's plan.
所以当我们把眼光放向永恒的时候，我们现在很在乎的一些事情就变得没有意义了。
So when we see ourselves in terms of eternity, God's plan, then our life is a very small part after all.
这是今天我们所读的经文，我们再来读一遍好不好？
Let us read God's word in 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18.
我们用中文读，所以英文的你可以看。好，我们用中文来一起读来，一二三。你们知道这里面有好多的这个对比的词儿哈。
Well, you can see this passage has a lot of a comparison and contrast.
第一个，我们看到你这个至亲的，至战的呢，相对的是个什么？是永远的。
And you compare the temporality, temporalness into an eternity.
然后呢，是至亲的，对的是极重无比的。
And then something that is minor, also something compared to very important beyond our understanding.
然后苦楚就是受苦，苦楚呢，它相对的是荣耀。
And it compares between suffering and compare it to that the end of that is glory.
一个是所见的，一个是所不见的。
And then visible and invisible things.
所以这个就是我左边的就是我们现在的光景。
So on the left-hand things are the things of temporal or the things affect us.
我们一定会有苦楚，一定会受苦。
We will have suffering. We will have difficulties in life.
但是呢，在神永恒的计划里头，都是至战的、至亲的苦楚。
And then in God's plan, all these things are temporal, and what He has for us is eternal.
因为他预备的是极重，是永远的、极重无比的荣耀。
And then what you prepared for us is that the eternal glory and glory that is in Christ Jesus.
所以我们要看那个看不见的。
We are to see or look for the invisible things.
这个好像有点矛盾哈，看那个看不见的。
It seems a contradictory. See the things are invisible.
那个不可见的，就是你现在没有办法看见的。
And see the things that are impossible to see.
你就用你的信心能够看得见。
And we do that by our faith.
所以马丁路德说过一句话。
So Martin Luther said this.
他说如果一个人从来没有经历过苦难，他就不能真正明白什么是盼望。
He says, if a person never experienced suffering and trials in life, he will never understand what is hope.
所以我们都有盼望。
We all have hope.
这是只有基督徒可以享有的一个殊荣，一个特殊的荣誉。
And this is the...Only this is the thing that belongs to Christians who have hope in Christ Jesus.
我在准三个星期以前我在准备这篇讲章的时候。
And 3 weeks ago when I was preparing this message.
我接到一个消息。
And I received a message.
我从楼上下来，我的先生他刚刚从医生办公室回来。
And I just came down the stairs and my husband just came back from a doctor's office.
他就很轻松地说，他说，亲爱的，你知道吗？你知道一件事吗？
And then I said, the husband said, you know, honey, joyfully speaking to me.
然后他就说，我得了癌症。
He says, I got the cancer.
我觉得很难跟他的讲话的那个表情配在一起。我说，你开玩笑吧。
And I say, you got to be kidding.
他说不是，他说医生告诉我说我得了癌症。
So the husband says, no, the doctor told me that I have cancer, he has cancer.
所以在过去的三个礼拜，我们的生活就马上就有了很大的变化。
So because of the prostate cancer stage 2, our life has been changed over the last 3 weeks.
去看医生, 要做很多的化验。
So we have to go to a doctor, go to a, do a lot of preparation before the operation and the test and so on.
所以在下个星期一就是八天以后呢, 他要接受, 手术。
So next Monday morning, he will undergo prostate cancer surgery in the City of Hope.
所以很多人就说, 诶, 你看起来不像个癌症的病人。
And people say, you don't look like a cancer patient.
你好像心里很平静。
It seems that you have peacefulness in your life.
甚至有一种好像说不出的喜乐。
Seems that you are happy and joyful.
当我相信我的先生他, 多多少少他有点享受, 他忽然得到的很多人的这种关心。
Of course, he enjoyed all the attention he's getting because of this.
他昨天告诉我说, 哎呀, 现在每个人都对我很好耶。
A lot of people are nice to me now.
也不让他拿东西, 而且对他非常的小心。
And then they care for him and let him walk very lightly.
所以我想他也蛮享受这种特殊的待遇。
So he enjoyed this special treatment.
但是我听到那个消息以后, 我最大的一个感想。
And when I heard that news, something hit me for at first.
就是我说, 哦哦, 我说现在是时候了, 我要, 在, 我们在神学院, 老师常常教导我们的, 有, 有这样子的一句话。
So this is the application of what we learn in seminary, because professor will tell us this.
他说你要 practice what you preach. 就是你要你你
Yeah, that's right.
就是你在台上讲什么，你自己要去实行。
So you have to practice what you preach in the pulpit.
我觉得我们忽然就被放在这样子的一个试验的一个位置上。
So now we are put under that stage.
所以我们为这个感谢神。
And for that we praise the Lord.
当我在讲到苦难的时候, 神也让我经历苦难。
So when I talk about suffering, God allow me to experience suffering of this kind.
当我们讲到平安的时候, 神真的把这样子的平安放在我们的心里。
So we talk about peace in suffering, God allowed us to have this in our lives.
所以请你们继续为我们,
So pray for us as we go through this trial and surgery.
我们唯一的祷告就是愿神的旨意成就在我们身上。
And our only prayer is that God's will be done in our lives.
就好像, 三个星期以前, 我先生在这里讲到的时候, 提到的那个例子。
So just like 3 weeks ago, the husband talked here and prayed here accordingly.
那里讲到说有一个神学院的教授, 他的, 妻子得癌症去世。
We talked about a professor in the seminary whose wife contracted cancer.
他在妻子生病的那段时间, 他的祷告是这样子的。
So his prayer was during the suffering of his wife was this.
他跟他的两个小儿子每天在神面前这样子祷告。
So the husband and the two children pray every night, pray this.
他说神啊, 求你拯救我们的母亲或妻子。
And they said, Lord, please help and save and heal our mother and my wife.
但是我们答应你, 不管最后的结果如何,我们都要同样的爱你。
And the professor said, no matter what happens at the end, we will love you and serve you.
这也是我们的祷告。
And this is our prayer too.
不管结果如何,我们都一样的爱神。
And no matter what happens, we will still love and serve the Lord.
我们知道他是一个掌管万有的神。
We know that he takes care of all things.
他的道路高过我们的道路。
And his ways are higher than our ways.
他的意念高过我们的意念。
And his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
谢谢。
我记得